of the readings today are so rich that it would take a lot of time to unpack everything. However, as I pray about all the readings, the gospel speaks to me the most. Why? Because before the priest received the Eucharist at each holy sacrifice of the Mass, there are two options, two prayers that he can choose to read before consuming the Eucharist. And I choose the first option, and here is the prayer that I read by heart. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and work of the Holy Spirit to your death gave life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. Keep me faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. This is the desire that we should have at each and every Mass before we receive the Eucharist, my brothers and sisters. The Eucharist is not something symbolic, something that we do as a part of Mass. But the Eucharist is truly Christ's own love for us, God's love for humanity, body and blood, soul and divinity. So that when we receive the Eucharist, we ask the Lord Jesus, help me, O Lord, to be faithful to your commandment. And once I know how much you love me, help me to be faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. Separation from Jesus is the worst thing ever, especially if we love him. Just like the disciples, when they finally recognized him in the breaking of the bread, they told him, stay with us, O Lord. Stay with us. Never let us be separated from you. My brothers and sisters, the love of the Eucharist is the foundation of who we are at Catholics. The Eucharist is Christ's own love for us. And Christ is always so patient at each and every holy sacrifice of the Mass. He feeds us through the sacred scripture, through his very own words. But also, he feeds us with his own self, his body, his blood. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters? And do you and I wish that we would never be separated from Jesus, or do we go to Mass hating to be there, wanting to cut it short or move on to the next thing so that we can check the list and go home? For me, as a priest, people ask me so many times, Father, why are you a priest? I am a priest because I am in love with Christ Jesus. If he's not real, if he does not love me, in no freaking way, in no lifetime, would I ever be a priest. I am a priest because I love him. Because he loved me first. It's all about love. So I can never imagine separation from him. I pray every day, my brothers and sisters, that he keep me in the holy priesthood, so that I can be in persona Christi for others. I pray every day that I never be separated from him, that in spite of my unworthiness, my sinfulness, my brokenness, my humanity, my failures, my shortcoming, and everything that I have, let me, O Lord, never be separated from you. And I pray the same thing for you. If you and I know this foundation, even if we don't know how to explain all of the catechism, all of the teachings of the church, our hearts knows who loves us and why we love him. It's all about love. Never let me be separated from you. Stay with us, O Lord Jesus. I remember when I first joined the Air Force about 2 years ago. I had to go through officer training school, and during that time we were under a lot of rules and restrictions due to the pandemic. In the first 2 weeks, we were under what would be called ROM, restriction of movement, which means that we were told to wake up very early in the morning, and the schedule was cruelsome and hard, that there was not any time given to us, especially as priests, to do Mass. And for that 2 weeks when I couldn't offer daily Mass, my body, my soul was yearning for Mass so much. And on top of that, basic military training in officers' training school was so hard. It was a brand new way of life. Getting yelled at, getting pushed, having to do tests about things that I don't know about. All of those induced stress were hard. There were times that I didn't cry because it was hard. I cried because I miss Jesus. I miss receiving Him in the Eucharist. I miss the ability to do Mass. That 2 weeks were hellish, because I didn't get the opportunity to celebrate and to offer the Holy Sacrifice of Mass and to receive my love. And when we finally were removed from ROM, or restriction of movement, when we were able to go to Mass on base on the weekend, my heart was so overjoyed. I remember the sweetness and the joy of receiving the Eucharist at that first Mass that we got to go again. It brought me consolation, brought me peace, because I was able to receive the one I love, the one who loved me. My brothers and sisters, I'm sharing this to you not to be corny, not to be sentimentally whatever, you know. I really love Jesus. And I pray every day that I might never be separated from Him. The disciples at first didn't recognize Him, but He was so patient with them that He unpacked the scripture for them. And He began to unveil to them all of the fulfillment that had to happen. The same thing happened at Mass, right? Think about it. What happened at the road to Emmaus happened at each and every Mass. Jesus walked with us. He meet us where we are. He opened our eyes. And we recognize Him in the breaking of bread. And ultimately, we got to tell Him, "Stay with us, O Lord. Let me never be separated from You." My brothers and sisters, today homily going to be short, but I ask you to really know who you are and who you are receiving. The road to Emmaus is that very same road that Jesus is inviting us to walk. Do not be afraid of falling in love with Him and allowing His love to change you and I. We should be joyful. Our soul should be rejoicing toward the point of happy tears of being able to receive Jesus. And I'll end my homily with this. Several days ago, we had the opportunity to give a tour of the base to the Capuchin Franciscans. And some of the brothers were asking me, "Father, What made you want to be a military chaplain? That's for the hard question to answer, huh? And as a matter of fact, being a military chaplain was something that I really never imagined or planned for. I knew deep within my heart I wanted to repay America for what she had given me. The gift of freedom, being able to be a priest here, because I don't think I would be able to be a priest in Vietnam under the communists. And the wonderful blessing that this land has given me. I always dreamt of giving back to America, serving her somehow. And of course, that way would be in the military. But I never really made any concrete plan to make that happen. It was just a desire. God closed some doors and he opened some. At the time I least expected to be. And I am in the military now as an active duty priest. It's not about the money, it's not about the power, it's not about the title. Why? Because I cannot take any of that with me. The extra pay that I get from the government allowed me to be able to bless Mother Teresa's sisters in their care for the orphans and the elderly much more. Because I don't need any more. That's why I choose to live in a small room in the back of a rectory, because I don't really need more stuff in my life. Everything happened in my life, the good and the bad, the doors that were closed and the ones that were open, were always unexpected. Where I am today as a military priest, and everything in my life happened for one reason, is that I choose to follow Jesus. I don't want to leave him. And even when doors were closed and things were done that hurt me, I ask him always, Lord, let me never be separated from you. Stay with me, O Lord. I love you. I'm sharing all of this with you in a genuine way, so that perhaps you can relate somehow. Perhaps your life is hard at this moment, where times that you're questioning the plan of God and why things happen for a reason. And I hope and I pray that you will have that same sentiment, saying, Lord, let me never be separated from you. Stay with us, O Lord, for we love you.